Critics of a proposed Walmart supercenter in Tarpon Springs. Critics of a proposed Walmart supercenter in Tarpon Springs are cheering a decision last night by the city's Board of Adjustment. The board voted 3-2 to accept an appeal by several concerned citizens to treat changes to the approved site plan for the store as major rather than minor. Colin Fisk is an organizer with the group Walmart Alliance for Reform Now.
If they decide to, you know, withdraw their plans now and not do any of that, that would be perfectly fine with us. But if they want to continue and build this project now, unless they appeal in the courts this decision last night, they're going to have to go before, like you said, the Planning and Zoning Board and the City Commission for public hearings, and there, you know, the people will get a chance to be heard again and hopefully correct the mistakes made in the past in approving this.
If Walmart continues with the project, their changes to the site plan must be considered by the city's Planning and Zoning Board and the City Commission at public hearings. If the board Wednesday night had ruled that changes were only minor, they would only have to be approved by a staff committee. Walmart responded to WMF's request for comment today by email. In it, Quinta Vettel, Senior Manager for Public Affairs for Walmart in Central Florida, wrote, quote, "We are very disappointed in the ruling of the Board of Adjustment. We will be evaluating the project over the next few weeks and will make a decision as to our future efforts." Walmart opponents have fought against the proposed mega store even before it was approved by the City Commission 3 years ago. They've contended that the development would have a negative effect on the Anclote River, local businesses, and other aspects of the historic Greek community. Dory Larson is the president of Concerned Citizens for Tarpon Springs.
I think that at the heart of it, it's definitely a quality of life issue, and it's also a community empowerment issue. The community overwhelmingly came out for the initial hearing and said we don't feel that this is an appropriate place on the river for a 200,000 plus square foot store that would demolish all of the native vegetation that's already existing on the property. I mean, it's a pristine site, 75-acre site, and there's just not compatible with not only the environment in that particular location on the river, but it's also not compatible with Tarpon Springs.
Helen Gladwin has lived in Tarpon Springs for 25 years and is a member of the group Friends of the Anclote River. She said the store would personally affect where she lives.
We flood, and we did have that no-name storm. It left a lot of debris in our house. I hate to add Walmart's debris to that. They talked about how they'd made provision for a 100-year flood, but in fact, that land is subject to flooding, and we know what that 100-year flood can do. We've seen it already. They haven't.
Friends of the Anclote River filed two different lawsuits to try to halt the project that ultimately ended without resolution. But in the summer of 2006, critics alerted the Army Corps of Engineers that Walmart did not qualify for a nationwide permit. That led to Walmart withdrawing its application and making changes to the site plan. Again, Colin Fisk with the Walmart Alliance for Reform Now.
They received a permit from the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers to destroy some wetlands on the site. And we and these other opponents, you know, the local residents, discovered that this permit they had received was an incorrect permit. It was not a permit they were eligible for. And we pointed that out. They were forced to withdraw that permit. And so since then, they've been afraid to go back to the Army Corps to try to get a new permit, and so they went back instead to the city and changed their plans all around, and those are the new plans that we're looking at now.
So, 3 years after the Tarpon Springs City Commission approved the original plan for a Walmart superstore, the ball is back in their court. Dory Larson with Concerned Citizens for Tarpon Springs says she's not willing to venture what the big box giant will do next.
I would hope that they can recognize the fact that we're, after 3 years, are just as determined as ever to continue keeping them out of our community. But we'll have to wait and see.
Exactly. Okay, I think that's all the questions I had. Is there anything else that we should know about here?
No, we're just looking forward to going through the rest of the process. If they, you know, continue that they want to, you know, be adamant about coming into our town, that they should just recognize that we're just as adamant and keeping them out, and we'll, you know, keep fighting the good battle. You know, it's a fair fight, in my opinion.